I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Just as your doctor might prescribe vitamins and nutrients for your health, researchers at Colorado State are hoping one day to do the same for honeybees. Failing honeybee health and colony collapse disease are well documented. Scientists at Colorado State University, led by Assistant Professor Arathi Seshadri, will collect and study bee pollen to see which nutrients are present and which might be missing.
To actually say, okay, here's what your colony is lacking. So if you are in this area and in this apiary, it looks like you're going to be missing on some of these nutrients. Or if you are supplementing with some of these artificial pollen that you're getting, you're still not able to meet all the needs. We are doing some of the other studies too, where we are trying to standardize some sort of a supplemental feeding to make sure, like, you know, if you're recommending vitamin C supplement for some humans, can we do similar things for bees, knowing that these are going to be important for their physiology. So that's a whole another project where we are going to hopefully, you know, in time be able to say, yeah, we need to provide bees with some sort of supplemental diet because it's not there in the environment anymore, given the amount of habitat degradation that is going on.
Seshadri and her team of CSU researchers have received a $488,000 Pollinator Health Fund grant from the Foundation for Food and Ag Research. Colorado Professional Beekeeping Association is also donating money, and its beekeepers are cooperating in the initial 3-year study.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.